forced propaganda? Ever ask yourselves why the mainstream media is not being censored, yet those that tell you the truth are? Friends, Justice William O. Douglas said, "Restriction of free thought and free speech is the most dangerous of all subversions. It is the one un-American act that can most easily defeat us." The First Amendment of the Bill of Rights tells us that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. What is also important to understand here is that the preamble to the Bill of Rights also states, "With a double thou shalt not to them that represent the American people," that the conventions of a number of the states, having at the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire, in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and is extending the ground of the public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. So I have a question for you. How is it that big tech companies can censor and even expunge the truth that at any given time when it does not run the same direction as their propaganda narratives? Well, I can tell you that they are not doing this legally, and that in any sense of the word. The warnings that were given, namely by the first president of the United States of America concerning freedom of speech, George said, "If the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter." How true it is when it was said that those that mean to silence us are them that mean to rule over us. And Americans, here we are today. I do need to make clear that freedom of speech does not give us the right to speak in an unlawful or a subversive manner. We do not have the freedom of speech to lie, to defame, to maliciously attack, or to promote that which transgresses American law. We do not have the rights given unto us by God to promote that which violates God's moral laws. Friends, did you know that we still have blasphemy laws still in the books? Yet somehow or another, this is to be permissible by the networks? The networks also promote pornography as free speech, yet this was illegal up until 1968. Sodomy is promoted as normal, and yet our laws clearly condemn this abominable lifestyle. They promote same-sex marriage, which has never been in the history of mankind. And now they're even promoting something called transgenderism. Friends, let me take you a step further. They're even going so far as to tell the younger generation that they now have a choice in what it is that they want to be by labeling it binary. Friends, God already made that decision. It's not for us to make. They promote promiscuity and fornication as the cool things to do. Adultery is promoted through what Americans have accepted as soap operas. Abortion is promoted and advocated by calling it a choice. Killing is advocated and taught through Hollywood and the mainstream media as entertainment. Dishonoring parents is advocated for, and nobody does this more than Disney. Having other gods, and even going so far as to promote foreign gods. Literally everything that is being promoted by the mainstream media and their useful idiots, God clearly condemns. No, friends, freedom is to do what the law permits, and so it is. Laws, if obeyed, keep us free. Remembering what Charles D. Montesquieu rightly stated, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Now knowing all of this, let us share our experience with the illegal censorship that has been taking place, and that on a national level. When we first started the Sons of Liberty Media's national outlet, we immediately garnered a lot of attention. As a matter of fact, the first month we had over 700,000 unique visitors come to our site. The second month we had over 850,000 unique visitors come to our site. And the third month we were touching over 1 million unique visitors that were coming to our site. And we were also ranked the top 11,000 in the United States alone. Before we knew it, the rug was then pulled. All of a sudden, we noticed that our unique visitors and our page visits quickly diminished. We also found that Google, Facebook, Twitter, etc. were also deplatforming domains, personal and public pages, because they did not fit the subversive narrative that God calls to the Christian churches today. It is to come forth from their hiding place. Just as Elijah came forth and meet the king, declare the ground on which you meet the enemies of God and meet them in the name of Jesus Christ. John G. Lake. E.M. Bounds was correct when he stated that God's church is a militant host. Its warfare is with unseen forces of evil. God's people, he said, compose an army fighting to establish his kingdom in this earth. Their aim is to destroy the kingdom of Satan and to erect the kingdom of God over its ruins, which is, said E.M. Bounds, righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. This militant army is composed of individual soldiers of the cross. The army of God is its defense, and prayer is the added power that crowns it all.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"We
shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, at any time you want to call in, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that we follow the Christ. I want to start the show off today with highlighting the fact that former Trump campaign manager, who just registered as a foreign agent for, guess where, friends? You got it, modern-day Rothschild's Israel, a bunch of Zionists, right? President Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, has registered as a foreign agent for Israel, hired to create digital campaigns combating anti-Semitism. I don't know where that's at, but okay. In a contract worth $6 million. $6 million. Boy, that's pretty crazy, isn't it? $6 million to create a digital campaign combating something that they've created out of thin air. To combat what? Let's ask the question, to combat what? Anybody that exposes them for the crimes that they're guilty of committing. Make distinction, of course, the Jews of the Lord and the Jews of the synagogue of Satan. It's important that you do that, because if you don't take the time to know the difference, you're going to get confused, because that's what they mean to do, is to confuse you. Well, what am I talking about? Here, let me give it to you this way. Netanyahu again, Mylakowski is out there, friends, playing the victim, when in fact, what we find is that the Zionist Jews of the synagogue of Satan have been expelled from every single country they've been a part of. Why is that? Well, they call their God Lucifer. They find salvation in doing what the Lord commanded them not to do. They continuously push forth concerning their crimes being committed against the American people. And again, I want to go back to Mike Lukowski, who was out there for some reason or another on all these influential media outlets that they support finances to maintain, for those that didn't know, through conservative movements called controlled operatives, your favorite talking heads. He's on all of these platforms talking about how they're the victims of everybody and everything, when the fact is nothing could be further from the truth. Again, what he was doing yesterday was talking about, you know, those that bless us, they'll be blessed, and those that curse us, they will be cursed. Well, here, let's take that and put that into scriptural context real quick, so again, you can make distinction. The scripture is found in Genesis 12:3, and what it says is, I will bless those who bless you, and him who dishonors you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Now, this verse is a portal point in the Abrahamic covenant, okay? Outlining God's comments to protect Abraham and his descendants and to extend that blessing and salvation to all nations through him. So let me break it down. Divine promise to who? Abraham. Abraham, not Rothschild's Israel, not man-made Israel, friends, which was established in 1948. God makes a direct promise to Abraham, emphasizing his central role in God's plan. God pledges to bless those who are kind to Abraham and to those who curse Abraham or mistreat him, ensuring his safety and prosperity. Now, for the sake of time, I could go over to John 8:44, where Jesus looked at these people and said, "Yes, I know that you claim to be what you are not." And he said to them, "You are from beneath, I am from above. You are of the Father, your father, the devil," he said. And if you want the characteristics and the fruit of the devil, that's all you have to do is look at the first half of John 10:10, where it tells us that he came to kill, steal, and destroy. It is that simple. It's not this mystical Star of David that's not found in the Bible. It's not all of them trying to play the victims as God's children who are under attack, telling us all to get on their side or else. Okay? No, no, no. Friends, they're the ones that are trying to restrict free speech by creating something called anti-Semitism. They're playing the victims just like the homosexuals, just like the Muslims that they're using as political battering rams, holding the shield in front of the cameras, but behind the cameras, they have the spear perpetuating the crimes. They're trying to restrict free speech, friends. They're trying to demonize. They're trying to criminalize anybody that speaks out against the crimes that they're guilty of committing. The same way these same people have tried to incriminate people that have exposed sodomy for crimes against nature, which is found in all of our state statutes. Do you understand? Here, I'm going to take this in stride as we go forward, because I want you to see something here, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and before it's news.com, social media platforms. I want you to go ahead and take a look, and if you can, I'm going to go ahead and navigate for you. And what am I going to navigate? I'm going to navigate the very information that I'm about ready to reveal unto you. You all know that the media is owned by the Zionist. Okay, that's why they're all going to modern-day Israel and pledging allegiance not to the God of Israel. And I'm talking about the God of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ. You all understand that they own the media outlets. But if you go to CBS, ABC, NBC, CNN, The Guardian, Huffington Post, The Washington Post, The New York Times, The Guardian, BBC, Vox, and BuzzFeed, did you know that all of the main operators in every one of those outlets is the Jews of the synagogue of Satan? They're all Zionist. Did you all know that? I just want to show you how far gone this is. Okay, this is why I try to wake people up. CNN, all of their employees, they're Zionist. Isn't that the outlet that nobody believes? They call them Communist Network News. Yep. Did you know that the Zionists created communism? Did you know that they're the ones that are behind communism? Just like they're behind the use of Muslims, just like they're behind the use of the sodomites, just like they're behind the use of abortion. Did you know that they're behind all of this? I just wanted to make clear that you understood. When you look at the New York Times, did you know that all of their employees are Jews of the synagogue of Satan? Did you know that? You want to know why your country's going to hell in a handbasket? I'll come right back to this point in just a moment. Sons of LibertyMedia.com. Hello, KLKS, Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m., both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions in answer to the corruption that we are experiencing within the Capitol walls in Minnesota. The days of complaining about what so many tolerate must come to an end. Enough is enough. It's time for lawful justice. This will be at Jack's Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th. At 6 p.m.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you a true Berean? The Book of Acts commended the Bereans for testing everything against the Word of God, not just blindly following religious leaders. Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and for 30 years I've defied the religious status quo and fought for the lives of preborn children. And one man I deeply admire is Bradley Dean. He knows his Bible, and he's not afraid to call out hypocrisy. He challenges the sacred cows and false assumptions with bold truth. You may disagree with them, and that's fine, but if you're a true Berean, you'll search the scriptures for yourself, just like he does, and the truth will set you free.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad, but if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. Did you know that the University of Houston political science professors searched to find where the founding fathers chose their ideas? They assembled 1,500 writings from the era of the founders, and they researched for 10 years and isolated 3,154 direct quotes and identified the source of the quotes. Number one, 8.3% was quotes from Baron Charles D. Montesquieu. Number two, 7.9 was quotes from Sir William Blackstone. Number three, 2.9 was quotes from John Locke. And number four, 34% of their quotes came directly from the Bible. And when researching where Montesquieu, Blackstone, and Locke got their ideas from, they found that theirs came from the Bible as well. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 281-845-4704. Folks, silence is what's destroying your country. Also wanted to let you know, friends, if you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, it's sonsoflibertymedia.com, you got the morning show on the right, and then you have the afternoon show on the left on the social media platforms. But I do want you to pay attention to the top right side of that page. There's a brand new award there. We just won Best USA America Documentary. For those that haven't been paying attention to the website, you have 8 to 10 articles from contributors all over the country that are in the culture of war. And they are there for the victory, Romans 8:37. And again, contributors are fantastic, ranging from constitutional attorneys to preachers to the gist goes on, everything in between, military, so on and so forth. But again, when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, you're going to see that we just won that new American Documentary Award. When you go to the right side of that page, you can go ahead and look. You'll see there's about 100 and 200 videos there. They're all little short pieces, probably 5 to 10 minutes long, that address biblical and constitutional answers to the issues that we face. So if you're looking for the answers, which so many of you declare, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, and when you go to the right side of that page, what you're going to see is a little box, and it says Live with Bradley Dean. Also wanted to highlight the fact that you have Equipping the Saints there, which is a program that Dove Television picked up and played nationally for 42 weeks. It's a five-part series of what we were doing in the high school assemblies, and it shows you, and it breaks it down, and it gives you the answer by educating, okay? It's called Equipping the Saints as well. We also broadcasted that in Minneapolis as well for several weeks. But again, friends, we just want to let you know that we're here giving you the answers. We're not just showing you the problems. It's our job to, yes, use the law to bring about the knowledge of the transgression, Romans 3:20, but also showing the people that they are the law in this country and telling them by the grace of God that they have the power to deal with the wicked by bringing judgment upon the heads of the wicked. But the only people that are going to be able to do that are those that have taken the time to understand that the law of truth is supposed to be in their mouth. And first, it starts in our heart. Malachi 2:6. So let me get back to something that I was just showing you, because I was showing the people on social media platforms, friends, that YouTube just agreed to pay $24.5 million to the scoundrel Donald Trump to settle Trump account suspension lawsuit. Now, I'm not going to go through all of this again, but I'm looking for my $24 million, not only from YouTube, but also from Facebook and also from Google, for basically pulling the rug on all of our outlets and removing every single one of them. I'm online right now, and I'm looking at social media platforms. Over the last couple of weeks, the numbers were skyrocketing. Well, I should say they were taking off again. And then we also noticed that the subscriptions were up, and some reason or somehow or another, reasons known not to me, but the Lord, and common sense does come to my play, into play in the sense of understanding what is going on. I'm seeing people saying, I have a hard time getting on the site today. Folks, so we're heavily censored, okay? But it shows you selective justice, doesn't it? That YouTube would pay this scoundrel, Donald Trump, $24 million. I am just here again to tell you that when the door opens for the 50th time, we're going to be the first ones going through that door, okay? Now, let me get back to what I was highlighting just a couple of minutes ago, because during the first segment, I was highlighting the fact that President Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, who's a registered foreign agent for Zionist Israel, he's an employee of the Rothschilds, hired to create digital campaigns combating anti-Semitism, which doesn't exist. Remember when Donald Trump first got into office, the first things that his extorters told him to do was to propose a bill to go ahead and remove any scriptures showing the responsibility of the Jews in the crucifying of Jesus Christ. Isn't that interesting? And of course, it failed miserably. But that was the first thing Donald Trump did. Folks, you're dealing with a devil here, and not just one of them, a whole group of them. And you're finding out on a daily basis, friends, that the people that are pulling the strings behind many of these outlets, these corporations, these governments, these agencies, they're what? They're Zionists. And you need to understand that their whole objective is to work out their salvation by doing what the Lord told them not to do. And you should see the crimes that these people are responsible for if you're not learning the lesson from today's Gaza, right? And this is why all the young people throughout the United States of America are rising up concerning the defense of Palestine, which the said Israelis, modern-day Israelis, are trying to sell to you that it's their land when in fact it's not. This, folks, it doesn't take a genius to figure out what I'm telling you. I played the video from Jacob Rothschild several times. He's telling you that he is responsible, along with Theodor Herzl, for the creation of modern-day Israel. And it was created by a bunch of atheists who don't believe in God, who are now selling to the people worldwide that they're the chosen people of God. And yet not one of the names of the prime ministers has actually been their name, nor have they been Jewish, and nor have they been from that particular part of the world geographically. This isn't a debate. I mean, scriptural alone will make distinction between what you're dealing with here, friends. I mean, you got Netanyahu, Mylakowski, who's being called out by the world as an international war criminal, but yet somehow or another he can come into the people's White House and preach to the world as if to suggest he's the president of the United States of America, like he's been elected by the people. Oh, yeah. How many times have I played videos from who they call Netanyahu as the one saying that we're not worried about America, we control their Congress, they extort your government people? How many times have we played videos like that for you? So again, they're telling on themselves, but yet some people are just caught in between. Let me tell you something concerning those that are hanging on the fence. That's where the devil's at. He's on the fence, okay? You don't need any more light than that's been given to you than that which Scripture has provided, okay? He's already told you who they are. He already told you how to know who they are. And the fact of the matter is, folks, you judge them by their fruit, and that applies to everybody. Now we're finding out that even some of your controlled operatives who are paid by the Zionists to drive their narrative, just like Charlie Kirk was, it's interesting how they're coming out and they're telling the people that, wait a second, why is this guy called Netanyahu, which by the way, within itself is pretty telling, isn't it, that these controlled operatives in the conservative movement are not willing to tell the people that his name is not Netanyahu, but Mylakowski? See, they're just reading the teleprompters, friends. That's the best that you have in the said conservative movement today, which are in fact yesterday's liberals, Matthew 5:13. That is a fact. He's going around the world, literally, namely in his particular region, telling those people in his own backyard. I'm talking about Mylakowski, Netanyahu. He is telling the people that he controls the president and he controls the United States of America. So there's nothing speculative about what I'm telling you right now. It's coming out of their own mouths. And what I was showing you during the end of the last segment is all of these outlets that I named. Now I'm on NBC. Every single employee at NBC, every single one of them are Zionist Jews. That means they're man-made Jews. They are not the Jews of the Lord. There's where you need to make distinction. Every single employee. Not just one, two, or three concerning the 50 that I'm looking at right now. Every one of them. Sony, Paramount, Fox News, Comcast. Every single aspect of the media is Zionist. They're Jews of the synagogue of Satan. How do you know that, Bradley? What do they promote? They promote everything that the Lord tells them not to do through his commandments, right? Is that a fact? Oh my goodness. I hear all the time that people that watch TV, I haven't watched that filth in a long time. The Lord told us to come out of that. 2 Corinthians starting in chapter 6, verse 14, and James 4:4, Romans 12:2, the list goes on. But people that watch television tell me that every channel and every network promotes sodomy. In every state of our union, our laws condemn it. Why? They're called crimes against nature, which is extracted from the scripture exactly. They're advocating what God calls an abomination. Is that true? For those of you that watch television? Okay, well, then you're answering your own question. Do they promote sex before marriage? That's called fornication. The Lord told us fornicators and adulterers, those that are married and commit adultery, which the networks promote continuously along with Hollywood. Isn't it interesting to note that the Lord condemns what they're advocating for? I mean, folks, just think about the soap operas that have been played continuously and run out into the minds of the American people that had nothing better to do with their lives than to sit there and watch a bunch of actors teach them how to commit adultery and how to commit fornication. Sex before marriage. 1 Corinthians 6:9 condemns it. They have no inheritance into the kingdom of God. Who promotes murder more than the networks do, friends? Everything the Lord said thou shalt not do, the Zionist Jews of synagogue of Satan are promoting it, are they not? That's my point. And I just answered your question.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think. And the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So, don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
Your love of liberty, your respect for the laws, your habits of industry, and your practice of the moral and religious obligations are the strongest claims to national and individual happiness. President George Washington. He goes on and says, "You do well to wish to learn our arts and our ways of life, and above all, the religion of Jesus Christ. These will make you a greater and a happier people than you are. Congress will do everything they can to assist you in this wise intention." The son of liberty, Samuel Adams, said, "Let ministers and philosophers, statesmen and patriots, unite their endeavors to renovate the age of impressing the minds of men with the importance of educating their little boys and girls, inculcating in the minds of the youth the love of their country, of instructing them in the art of self-government, and in short, of leading them in study and practice of the exalted virtues of the Christian system."
Hey everybody, Alex Newman here, award-winning international journalist with Liberty Sentinel Media. We broke some of the critical stories exposing the COVID hoax, the lies about the injections, and so much more way before it was cool. We exposed the UN, the climate hoax, the U.S. government, and so much more, all from a biblical perspective, with a goal of bringing you all the information you need to keep your family and yourself happy, healthy, and free. Check us out at libertysentinel.org and subscribe for free at libertysentinel.org/subscribe.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you're already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
BBSradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So, friends, anti-Semitic Bradley here is telling you the networks are controlling the narrative, and everybody's wondering why their country's going to hell, and that's all they have to do is open up their eyes to see who's pulling the strings behind closed doors. They're all Zionist. And I'm anti-Semitic for telling you that they're not Jews. And I'm here to tell you that they are of the synagogue of Satan. Somehow or another, it's kind of funny how that works. It really is. But it's really not funny because you don't know what you're subjecting yourself to if you don't wake up and throw this nonsense off. I started the show off with highlighting the fact that Justice William O. Douglas said, restriction of free thought and free speech is the most dangerous of all subversions. It is one un-American act that could easily defeat us all. Did you hear that? All of us. Now, let me go ahead and play something for you from a former CIA. While anti-Semitic Bradley is telling you that the people that are claiming to be the victims of anti-Semitism, who are not in any sense of the word Jewish, who are playing the fact that they're Jewish. By the way, the Jews of the Lord are calling these Jews out the same way that I am. I don't know if you're aware of that. Okay, but let's go back over to the CIA and former CIA and listen carefully as to what he says. Robert David Steele has this to say concerning what's going on in your country right now.
We went to war in Iraq on the basis of 935 lies, that Dick Cheney ran 9/11. They don't understand that the Zionists own most members of Congress. They don't understand that CIA, the FBI, and NSA are blackmailing most members of Congress to protect their budget and build their budget. This is all insane. There is legislation before Congress that makes it a felony to criticize Israel or call for a boycott of Israel. Every member of Congress who is in the Zionist pocket is a co-sponsor in the House or the Senate of this bill, which in the Senate is Senate 720. So the First Amendment, screw the First Amendment when it applies to Israel. This is called the Israeli exception. Okay. Let me say first and foremost, the United States is not the
police
of the
world,
nor is the United States supposed to be the protector
Rick DeSantis
of Israel,
is there.
Which was created
Mike
by
Huckabee's
the Balfour
there.
Declaration, which was
Rubio's
a crime against
there.
Humanity. The problem is the number of Ashkenazi Jews that are controlling central banks, Wall Street, and the City of London. And I would add to that the control by religious elements, the dark side of the Vatican.
Okay, so again, we're hearing from the CIA. We're hearing from people that are paying attention as to what's going on here. We're sitting back and we're watching, coming from the Hill, that President Trump's former campaign manager, Brad Parscale, who's a foreign agent, which is unconstitutional, friends. That's a form of treason. Read Article 3, Section 3. He's hired to create a digital campaign combating anti-Semitism. Also contemplate the fact that we just heard from a guy about a month and a half ago who now has been assassinated, allegedly, who said, I can speak out against my own government, but I can't speak out against modern-day Israel. Folks, you better pay attention as to what's going on here. Yesterday, I'd highlighted the fact that who's responsible for the COVID-19 vaccine, and for every director, okay, CDC director, deputy director, chief of staff, chief medical officer, Washington office director, czar, senior advisor, assistant for the HHS, health secretary, head of Pfizer, Albert Bourla. Oh, wait a second. And the list goes on. They're all Zionists. Every single one of them are Zionists. Is that like anti-Semitic when I tell you, friends, the truth of the crimes that they're guilty of? No, that's being a Christian. That's being a Christian. I'm doing what I'm called to do. You know what the word horn of thy salvation is? When they called John the Baptist the horn of thy salvation, what that means, friends, it's as if an animal with horns is fighting off your enemies for you. So the Lord is metaphorically giving it to you. This is how I deal with your enemies. He's also our rearward. He's our high fortress. He's our high tower. He keeps us hidden under the shadow of the Almighty. He keeps us as the apple of thine eye. King David said that he's forever at my right hand. I shall not be moved. The Lord gave commandment to save me. You see how this is? See, that's what you're getting from people that are willing to stand up and defend you from those that are attacking you, Americans. I know many people don't see that as love because they don't know what real love is. See, what we see as love today is when you just overlook it and you don't say anything to your neighbor when he's going over the end of the cliff to his to basically end his own existence because nobody loved him enough to actually warn him of the impending danger. That's the love people get in the world. You know, it says during the end times that the love of many will wax cold. Why is that? Because of the workers of iniquity. They're lawless. They're children of the devil. They're the children of Belial. That's what they are. Who's the lawless one, friends? How many professors call themselves to be Christians, yet they're lawless? Isn't that what Jesus said to those? He said, "Depart from me, for I never knew you, you workers of iniquity." You know what the word iniquity means? It means lawlessness, right? Love is the fulfilling of the law, not a removal of the law, friends. And love worketh no ill. And by the way, that precedes what I just got done telling you in Romans 13:10. And what is the fulfilling of the laws? To do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. If I was driving over the end of a cliff, I'd want someone to stop me and say, "Hey, listen, the sign's missing right now," which has been missing in this country for 70 years now, called the Ten Commandments. The sign's been removed by an oligarch in the Supreme Court, a bunch of lawless Satanists. And what have they done? They removed the law and people are destroying themselves and nobody loves each other enough to actually tell them you're going over the end of a cliff and you're going to crash at the bottom to your own destruction. No, love does just the exact opposite of that. When you go to Psalm 19:11, what does it say? "By them thy servant is warned." Love is not to be a counterfeit, friends. Fiend. That means fake, a false covering, false appearance. What it really isn't. Okay? Speaking of Albert Bourla, I showed you this yesterday, and I wanted to add to this. I'm not looking for content, friends. I've got enough content to do 50 shows right now. I'm just trying to stay on top of what matters the most. And this is Albert Bourla, and he's a Zionist. He's the head of Pfizer, who never took the shot, by the way, just like none of the rest of them did. But 30 million people that are no longer here, those are the numbers that I statistically heard of, that's the last number, that have just died suddenly. As a matter of fact, I got my friend sending me more stuff today of people that just suddenly died out of nowhere. Just suddenly died. Here, look at this. This is the president of the United States of corporate America. Put that up against 1871. Donald Trump just loving the praise of men. He loves the praise of men. He's a narcissist, friends. Look at Isaiah 14, starting verse 12. He's a narcissist. He loves the praise of men. The word says that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. And you better bet that's exactly what you're seeing right here. Look at how they praise each other. Listen to this. This is Albert Bourla. He is a Zionist. He's the head of Pfizer. Okay, listen carefully.
As the president also mentioned, $70 billion in the next few years.
Oh, Pfizer. He just struck a deal with big pharma companies, friends. Donald Trump
America.
Did.
Hello. I really think this is an historical moment because also I can put that behind us and focus on the things that I want to spend my time. Mm-hmm. Cancer treatments, to bring better obesity medicines, to bring better vaccines, to bring things.
See, folks,
that
they're
people...
playing the problem solvers. They're responsible for creating all the issues that they claim to be solving.
Value. And thank you for allowing us to do that. I want to thank Secretary Kennedy. I want to thank Secretary Lutnick. Your leadership helped us to pull that together. You are the mastermind of everything.
Dr. Oz and is another Zionist, for those that didn't know.
Without the brilliant way that you designed the whole thing, we wouldn't be able to make it happen.
Blessings.
But you were even more brilliant.
Blessings,
because you
he said. Blessings.
That he was the driving force. So
these are all those that are pillaging the American people and people worldwide. These are the individuals that are largely responsible for the genocide through the crisis they created over the last 4 years, 5 years.
To be able to pull very difficult negotiations.
Okay.
Of course, also
Jeremiah
I want to thank the U.S. Trade Representative, who is also heavily engaged, and he's probably the first trade representative that I have seen that
cares. They're all praising each other, friends, concerning their crimes that they're guilty of committing against the people. Now, I want to go over to RFK really quick. This adds on to line upon line, precept upon precept of what I'm trying to tell you. RFK has done some good things, and I'm talking about RFK Jr. His family's been through a lot. His uncle was slaughtered on the streets of Texas, Dallas, in 1963, November 22nd. He will tell you that it was not a lone gunman. He will tell you that it was the CIA and the Mossad that did it. And interestingly enough, he'll do the same thing with his dad. He will tell you that his dad, RFK, was not assassinated by the Sirhan Sirhan the way that the FBI sold it to the American people. By the way, if you've never seen that documentary, you need to watch it because you should see how the FBI tries to coach people into giving them the answers that they want concerning the answers that they want that fits their narrative. It's all through force, okay? But going back to RFK Jr., it's interesting how he says good things. He sells himself as the guy that goes out there and defends families from these dangerous vaccines. But then what he does is most people don't pay attention to the fact that he's doing interview after interview after interview, like on none other than Fox News. And he's talking about how he and his family have all been vaccinated, which I don't believe it. He tells you statistically the side effects, the deaths of these said vaccinations, which the Lord told us not to take. Leviticus 17:11, 19:19, John 10:10. On the other side of this break, I'm going to go ahead and pull up RFK for you because you have someone that has gone to the side of fraternizing and going on the other side to the point of treasonously going hand in glove with your enemies, Americans. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hello, KLKS. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio. On October 11th, starting at 6 p.m. at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, I will be there confronting the unlawful issues coming from the corrupt within the halls of our Capitol building in Minnesota and what it is that we are to do in lawfully responding to them. Both Senator Eric Lucero and Representative Walter Hudson will be joining me to answer any and all questions. Again, this will be at Jack's House Bowl in Brainerd, Minnesota, October 11th at 6 p.m.
Struggling to awaken the woke? Can't seem to cut through their brainwashing? Do you have friends and loved ones who fall in prey to the liberal leftist talking points? Perhaps someone deeply indoctrinated by communist college professors? Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that'll give you the ammo you need to make your point, with truth they can't deny. But warning, it may make them cry. Sign up now at WisconsinChristianNews.com.
President Franklin Roosevelt said, "We cannot read the history of our rise and development as a nation without reckoning with the place the Bible has occupied in shaping the advances of our republic."
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take Bob from Texas. Bob, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and play this video of RFK Jr. in just a moment. But again, we're going to go ahead and take Bob really quick. Bob, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. It's all yours, my friend.
Thank you ever so much, Bradley. I just had an analogy that may help people realize the importance of this sodomy in Charlie Kirk. And my independent thought is, just as Charlie had a fatal flaw, you know, with this allowing sodomy in his otherwise, you know, most excellent presentation of God's laws, his Constitution is the best I've ever seen. It's highlighted everything that's important. Each page has definitions of words you don't understand. But the fatal flaw there is it had no declaration. So there was no heart for which the Constitution was written. So that blows me away. I mean, he seems so perfect, yet so fatally flawed, just like his dictionary or his Constitution.
Yeah, and can I ask you something, though, with that? And again, I'm not trying to tear down his character because, again, he's allegedly not here anymore. But with that, when you say he was perfect, I'm curious to know, when you say perfect, who formed that opinion for you concerning his perfection?
Well, okay. The only complaint I had against him was the sodomy, and it's been that way for months and months. You know, given that $10 million to clean up, or $5 million to clean up Baltimore.
Wisconsin. Yeah, talking about Pressler.
Oh, was it Wisconsin?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that's all right.
I thought he was, but anyway, you know, I'm getting too old, but I realize the principles. And, you know, if you have a fatal flaw anywhere, you got a fatal flaw.
Yeah.
This Constitution is fatally flawed because it doesn't have the Declaration and the reason the Constitution was written. You know, no human law should be suffered to contradict creation in the Bible.
Yep.
First sentence of U.S. law.
Yep.
So anyway, I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I totally get it, and I totally appreciate it, Bob. The reason I was asking that is because there was a lot more to that, and I think I think, again, for me, it answers everything. I mean, you got a guy that he's a radio show host. I did 3/4 of what he's ever done in his 31 years of life. And I'm comparing it by my testimony. And I say that for the purpose that it was Martin Luther that said the best book in any man's library is basically his testimony. And it's exactly right. So I only speak inside of school there. But it's interesting that when you see him, you know, and it wasn't just him. It was Ben Shapiro. It's James O'Keefe, by the way. It is Candace Owens. It's, you know, other people that are out there that you know of, friends. Tommy Robinson's another one. They're taking money from the same people. And they're taking money as influencers of the young people to drive their narrative. Who's there? Who's giving them the money? The Jewish billionaires, the Zionists. Okay. And so when I was just asking you, Bob, you know, your take on what is in your mind, and who formed that opinion to believe that he was perfect. Well, I understand that we all have flaws, but when you call yourself a Christian and you advocate what the Lord clearly condemns 33 times in the Bible, and common sense comes into play, it's more than just that. And I'd also say this too, because nobody is perfect, but those that understand grace understand that grace is there to grow up into, okay? For those that are calling themselves Christians, you have to understand real grace. Christians grow up in grace, not in sin. Okay, and this kid was being directed, and again, I believe that in many ways he was just told what to do and he did it. Anyways, he was being gullible, he was naive, and he gave people the benefit of the doubt when he shouldn't have done it. But I'll tell you what, it goes all across the boards concerning every one of those that I just named. They all the well know what they're doing now. It's not like they're innocent of it. You don't go out there. I mean, common sense tells us we have a daddy and a mommy concerning the sodomite agenda, right? And I think I don't have to share with anybody up to this point that we can see what the sodomite agenda is about, because and I told people 20 years ago, before Charlie came about in 2012 and started to advocate what the Lord condemned, this is all aimed at your children. Now, do I need to say anything about it now? No, because everybody understands the whole sodomite agenda is premised on man-boy love association. And what is their slogan, NAMBLA? Sex before 8, before it's too late. Nobody wanted to listen to me. That's why I'm censored, by the way. Nobody wanted to listen to what I had to say until one of their children were violated. And I told you that these people don't have any brakes on, friends, until you put them on. That's why they were, as they say, in the closet. Because the people wouldn't tolerate their crimes. Zero tolerance. Now what happens when you let them out? And you allow them to play the victim as they make a prey of your children. Everybody knows. And then before we know it, these same corporations that were pushing that narrative through the likes of these young influencers with the help of, because that's what their money was paying for, right? That's who these people are. All of a sudden, they wanted to normalize men dressing as women and then going into bathrooms. This is the sickness of the Zionists that we're talking about. Read the Talmud, my gosh. It's right there. I just seen a guy say to me, I'm anti-Semitic. No. I'm not anti-Semitic. My Lord is Jewish, dummy. It's like when somebody calls me, you're a racist. You don't like black people. Well, ask my black guitar player about that. Or you're a racist. You don't like Hispanics. Why don't you ask my Hispanic singer about that? See, that's when the media, when you pull the teeth out and you take it back to them and show the world that they're lying to you, that's the only way, friends, that you can put the brakes on these criminals. It's when you don't listen to it anymore. Okay? And that's all I'm trying to do is tell you again, those that are playing the Jews of the Lord are not the Jews of the Lord. And I get sick and tired of people not taking the time to know for themselves. And what do? They listen to a bunch of heretics that are telling them just the opposite. And if they'd pull the curtain back on the people that are telling them that, they would understand, wait a second, why is this guy making so much money? Because he's doing the same thing. Anybody and everybody that you know of out there, friends, right now, they've all been put up in a positive light by that money. Jewish billionaires. It's just that simple, okay? Let me go back to this. I got 3 minutes. RFK, I just got done telling you. He will tell you that they were all conspiracies concerning Martin Luther King, his dad, his uncle, the list goes on. And this is the guy that's trying to sell himself to the American people as one that's standing up and defending us against big pharmaceutical companies. I want to just ask you the question, and again, I'm going to lay this to your candor, lest I'm called a name by you for trying to defend you and your family from people like this. Okay? Again, we're judging them by their fruit, and we're exposing them by the law. Here it goes.
And I, by the way, I forgot to thank Albert Bourla.
He turns and thanks Albert Bourla.
Antipathy and antagonism toward each other.
Okay, this is RFK thanking and admonishing and honoring the Pfizer CEO that never took the experimental jab. This is RFK. This is the defender of the people he sells himself as.
But I have to say his leadership in this took tremendous courage, and he really created a template for corporate responsibility for putting public health ahead of his individual interests. Very, very
his critical. Individual interests. Big pharmaceutical companies were going bankrupt. They were under investigation in 2015, and before you know it, here comes the father of the vaccine to create something out of thin air. Operation Warp Speed. What does he do? He steals the money from the taxpayers and he pays off his pharmaceutical buddies along with the federal and state governments to begin to attack the American people. This is who he's honoring, friends.
To you, for that, Albert. Under the leadership of President Trump.
Honoring our oppressors.
The U.S. government is now acting as a tough negotiator on behalf of the American people. Today is about fairness. It's about equality. It's about
all of the talking points that RFK just gave you are all of those that what you would hear from what you have been conditioned to believe is coming from the left. Is that how he sells himself to you? Nope, not at all.
Trying to stay healthy. We're managing illness and we're fighting for their lives.
Managing illness. They got the illness because of the foods that we eat that have been contaminated and have been poisoned by big corporations because nobody in the FDA dare stand up and put a stop to it lawfully. I mean, our food in this country, folks, is banned in other countries. Our milk is banned in over 20 different countries. I believe there's been over 10,000 chemicals added to our food that's not tolerated in other countries. And he's talking about our health and managing our well-being. Who's creating the problem here, people?
Its most vulnerable citizens continue to pay an unthinkable price for the world's
pharmacy. Yeah, so they're striking a deal up. That's what he's saying. They're striking a deal with big pharmaceutical companies. Boy, that's just crazy. That's just insane. It's just insane. But it is, you know, it really gets to the point where you got to tell the American people, I love you enough to tell you you deserve exactly what you're going to get if you don't stand up and defend yourself. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.